From Washington, this is VOA News. Palestinians seek to join the International Criminal Court. The president of Gambia returns home after a reported coup attempt. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has signed a Palestinian request to join the International Criminal Court. The Palestinians are seeking action against Israel a day after their quest for statehood failed at the UN Security Council. Palestinian officials met today to discuss ICC membership as a way of bringing charges of war crimes against Israel. On Tuesday, the 15-member UN Security Council voted against a draft resolution that demanded Israel withdraw from Palestinian territories. Officials in southern Italy scrambled today to provide shelter for hundreds of migrants found aboard a freighter left adrift at sea. Italian authorities took command of the vessel Tuesday night, guiding it to the port of Gallipoli. The Italian Red Cross retracted an earlier statement that four people were found dead aboard the Moldovan-flagged Blue Sky M. More than 900 migrants were said to be aboard, including Syrian refugees. Officials in Gambia say President Yahya Jammeh has returned to the country a day after an apparent coup attempt. The officials said Mr. Jammeh arrived back in Banjul today, though there were still conflicting reports about where he had been, or whether he had been in France or Dubai when the coup attempt took place. Security forces locked down the city and patrolled the streets after violence Tuesday at the presidential palace. The government gave no official details about what happened, but in a statement denied rumors of instability. Witnesses said Banjul was calm today. This is VOA News. Defense attorneys in Pakistan have alleged the government rearrested Zakir Rehman Lakhvi, the suspected leader of the 2008 Mumbai attacks, on fake charges to appease India. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Earlier this month, the anti-terrorism court trying the suspects ordered Lakhvi be released on bail, citing a lack of evidence and flaws in the prosecution's case. The ruling outraged India, but tensions eased after Pakistani authorities ordered Lakhvi to remain in custody under a public order law. Defense attorneys successfully contested the detention order in a higher court, but hours after Lakhvi won the appeal, police rearrested him on new kidnapping charges. Defense lawyer Rizwan Abbasi says he has launched new challenges against what he criticized as fake charges and the ghost complainant. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
A suicide bomber has attacked a gathering of Shiite Houthi rebels in central Yemen, killing at least 23 people and wounding dozens. The blast happened today as people were celebrating the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad in the city of Ibe. The provincial governor was among those wounded in the attack. The first two bodies recovered from the crash of an Air Asia flight have arrived in the city of Surabaya, where Indonesian forensics experts are identifying the remains. Emergency teams have found seven bodies in the Java Sea since spotting wreckage on Tuesday, 2 days after the plane disappeared en route from Surabaya to Singapore. Search and rescue agency officials say waves of up to 3 meters, strong winds, and heavy rains are preventing a full air search. That was the sound as people in New Zealand celebrated the coming of the new year with a huge fireworks display. A giant clock on Auckland's landmark Sky Tower counted down the minutes until the new year before fireworks launched from the tower lit the nighttime sky. Cities large and small across the world are preparing their own celebrations, most with fireworks displays. Kaid El-Sebsi has been sworn in as Tunisia's new president. He becomes the country's first freely elected leader since it gained independence from France in 1956. Mr. El-Sebsi took the oath of office today at a ceremony in the parliament where his Nida Tunes party won the most seats in an October election. Several economic studies published today paint a mixed picture of the U.S. economy. The Labor Department says the number of people signing up for unemployment compensation rose in the United States last week. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.